And let's bring in Harry Sideris now. He's Chief Distribution Officer for Duke Energy, and he joins us now from Duke's Emergency Operations Center in Raleigh. They're getting ready for this Hurricane Florence. Harry, is Duke ready for the storm?
We are absolutely ready. We've been making preparations for over the last week. We've gone through all our procedures that we have tested through many storms over the years and learned many lessons from our storms and have applied those. We have over 20,000 people staged in the Carolinas as safely close to the action as possible, and we're ready for this storm to come through so we can go to work.
What will those 20,000 people be doing right now and then after the storm makes landfall?
So what we've been doing for the last few days is getting people staged in the proper locations, making sure our materials are ready, making sure their trucks and equipment are tested. So they're going to be hunkered down for the next 24 hours as the storm comes through. And as soon as the winds get down below tropical storm force, 39-mile-an-hour winds, then we'll be able to go out in the field and start assessing damage, looking at the activities that need to be done, and start working on restoring power.
You have 3.7 million customers in North Carolina and about 756,000 in South Carolina. What are your estimates of how many people will be affected in this storm and could lose power?
Based on our latest track in the overall forecast for Florence, we have some sophisticated models that we use to see what damage and how many customers will be out. What it's showing us is, based on some uncertainty in the speed of the storm, between 1 and 3 million of those customers. So between 25 and 75% of our customers could be without power.
So you will have your hands very, very busy in the coming days, but also perhaps in the coming weeks. You've said this could take weeks to get everything back online. Why is that?
Yeah, this is a historic storm, both from the size of the storm, the strength of the storm, but in particular the fact that it's expected to slow down over eastern North Carolina and dump up to 40 inches of rain. So that's going to create a lot of flooding issues, which cause us access issues to get to the places we need to get to reconnect the power. So we're going to do our best to get in there as soon as we can, but there's going to be some areas that we're not going to be able to get to till the floodwaters subside.
In a storm like this, what is the biggest risk to the power grid? Is it the flooding that erodes the wires, things like that, or is it the downed trees that knocks the power poles down? I mean, what is it specifically that's going to cause the damage?
From the winds, obviously, it's the trees getting into the lines, broken poles, those kind of activities. And then as the floodwaters get up, we do have some equipment that may be impacted by the floodwaters, but mostly the floodwaters are an access issue.
What are other states doing to help you?
We've worked with EEI and our Southeastern Electric Chain Exchange for mutual assistance. We have almost 10,000 resources coming from other neighboring utilities as far away as Texas.
People, you mean?
People, yeah. Hmm. And it's great to see our utility industry come together when we have these events, and everybody works together and really helps each other out.
I want to ask you about something that I know a lot of people are thinking about today. There are 6 nuclear power plants in the path of this storm. Are they safe?
We are implementing all our emergency procedures, and they're ready for the storm, just like we are on the distribution side.
What are the emergency procedures?
They do several equipment checks, making sure everything is working properly, and then the NRC has certain standards in terms of when they shut down based on wind speeds, and they're following all those procedures.
So are you planning that some of these power plants will have to be shut down?
There is a possibility of that, yes.
The Union of Concerned Scientists is concerned in particular about your plant in Brunswick, North Carolina. In 2012, Duke reported to the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, that there were missing or degraded flood barriers at the plant. What can you tell us about that? Have they been repaired or reinstalled? Should we be concerned about flooding at one of these plants that could cause potentially very dangerous damage?
Again, we're going through all our emergency procedures, and the plant will be ready for the storm, just like we are on the distribution side to restore everybody's power when the storm comes through.
So you're saying the flood barriers have been replaced?
We are going through our procedures, and everything will be ready.
Okay. I just want to point out that I'm not hearing a yes or a no to that, and this is a very important issue. So I just want to be clear that there was this report and there are potential issues with floodgates. At least there have been in the past. So I'm sure I just want to be very clear about that.
Yeah, we are prepared for the storm.
Okay. And Harry, what's your plan? Where will you be when this storm comes ashore?
My current plan is to be here in the Emergency Operations Center, monitoring everything, making sure our plans are being executed. And then once the storm passes, I plan to be out in the field making sure our crews are working safely and efficiently to get our customers back online.
Harry Sedaris, Chief Distribution Officer for Duke Energy, which provides electricity and power to more than 4 million people in an area that this storm is bearing down on. Harry, thanks for your time and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.